Keep boredom at bay with reliably fast Wi-Fi throughout your home from Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi. With the bars you need from bedroom to basement, there's no room for boredom. Click to learn more. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Restrictions apply. Keep boredom at bay in any room with reliably fast Wi-Fi throughout your home. All from Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi. Stream rom-coms in the kitchen. Binge biopics in the basement. And take your online teammates where they've never gone before. The guest room. Say goodbye to searching for a signal. And hello to Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi. Click to learn more. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. In some cases, Panoramic Wi-Fi pods sold separately may be required for extended coverage. Restrictions apply.
With Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi, you get reliably fast Wi-Fi in every corner of your home. That's how my uncle, the ring announcer, explained it.
In this corner,
you can rumble with the best online players.
And in this corner of the basement,
you can knock out an entire series.
How about this corner in the attic?
Oh yeah, even in this corner with the spiders!
Wi-Fi like a champ with wall-to-wall coverage from Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi. Shake your phone to learn more. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. In certain cases, Panoramic Wi-Fi pods sold separately may be required for extended coverage. Restrictions apply.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of At the Rim. This is the show that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the NBA. Coming up on this edition of the program, we'll have comments from the media presser before Game 6 of the 2022 NBA Finals. That's coming up right after the break. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim.
Every day, big decisions are made without full information. Better decisions are made without the noise. With clarity and confidence, Aon is in the business of better decisions.
It's another hurricane season, and right about now, residents are busy fortifying their nests against damage. This year, they're preparing with flood insurance. They've learned it's the extra layer of protection that prevents them from paying out of pocket or pouch for costly repairs. You too should trust your instincts this season. Get flood insurance and protect the life you've built. Visit floodsmart.gov. It's another hurricane season, and right about now, residents are busy fortifying their nests against damage. This year, they're preparing with flood insurance. They've learned it's the extra layer of protection that prevents them from paying out of pocket or pouch for costly repairs. You too should trust your instincts this season. Get flood insurance and protect the life you've built. Visit floodsmart.gov. It's hurricane season. Flood insurance can help you avoid paying out of pocket for costly damage. It's time to trust your instincts. Get flood insurance and protect the life you've built. Visit floodsmart.gov. It's another hurricane season, and right about now, residents are busy fortifying their nests against damage. This year, they're preparing with flood insurance. They've learned it's the extra layer of protection that prevents them from paying out of pocket or pouch for costly repairs. You too should trust your instincts this season. Get flood insurance and protect the life you've built. Visit floodsmart.gov. It's hurricane season. Flood insurance can help you avoid paying out of pocket for costly damage. It's time to trust your instincts. Get flood insurance and protect the life you've built. Visit floodsmart.gov. It's another hurricane season, and right about now, residents are busy fortifying their nests against damage. This year, they're preparing with flood insurance. They've learned it's the extra layer of protection that prevents them from paying out of pocket or pouch for costly repairs. You too should trust your instincts this season. Get flood insurance and protect the life you've built. Visit floodsmart.gov.
This summer, get road trip ready with the brake experts at Midas. With up to $100 back on two-axle brake service when you use your Midas credit card. So you can make sure every stop on your road trip is one you want to make. Request your appointment today at Midas.com. This summer, get road trip ready with the brake experts at Midas. With up to $100 back on two-axle brake service when you use your Midas credit card. So you can make sure every stop on your road trip is one you want to make. Request your appointment today at Midas.com. This summer, get road trip ready with the brake experts at Midas. With up to $100 back on two-axle brake service when you use your Midas credit card. So you can make sure every stop on your road trip is one you want to make. Request your appointment today at Midas.com. This summer, get road trip ready with the brake experts at Midas. With up to $100 back on two-axle brake service when you use your Midas credit card. So you can make sure every stop on your road trip is one you want to make. Request your appointment today at Midas.com.
Enjoy basketball, soccer, and all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using bonus code EASY1000 and your first wager is risk-free up to $1,000. Plus, when you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials. Download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code EASY1000 and place your first wager risk-free up to $1,000. Now you're winning with the king of sportsbooks. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that,
hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use code EASY200 when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code EASY200 to win $200 if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Samstown Shreveport Casino. Enjoy basketball, soccer, and all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using bonus code EASY1000 and your first wager is risk-free up to $1,000. Plus, when you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials. Download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code EASY1000 and place your first wager risk-free up to $1,000. Now you're winning with the king of sportsbooks. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use code EASY200 when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code EASY200 to win $200 if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino. Enjoy basketball, soccer, and all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using bonus code EASY1000 and your first wager is risk-free, up to $1,000. Plus, when you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials. Download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code EASY1000 and place your first wager risk-free up to $1,000. Now you're winning with the king of sportsbooks. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. So again, it's now time for the comments from the media presser before game six of the 2022 NBA Finals. Before we get to that, again, here's a recap of game five of the 2022 NBA Finals between the Boston Celtics and the Golden State Warriors. Golden State would win 104-94. Andrew Wiggins was the star of the show for the Warriors in game five. He had a double-double with 26 points and 13 rebounds. Meanwhile, Klay Thompson finished with 21 points. Steph Curry, bad shooting night. He finished with 16 points. Jordan Poole finished with 14 points. Gary Payton II finished with 15 points. And Draymond Green had 8 points, 7 rebounds to go along with 6 assists. Meanwhile, for the Boston Celtics, on a losing note, Jason Tatum had a double-double with 27 points and 10 rebounds. Jaylen Brown finished with 18 points. Marcus Smart finished with 20 points. And Robert Williams finished with 10 points. Again, the final score in Game 5, the Golden State Warriors beat the Boston Celtics 104-94. Golden State leads the series 3-2. All right, now it's time for comments from the media presser before Game 6 of the 2022 NBA Finals. Let's start off with Golden State Warriors head coach Steve Kerr. Man, what a job Steve has done during his time as the head coach of the Golden State Warriors. He knows all about the championship experience as a player with the Chicago Bulls and then later with the San Antonio Spurs. So Coach Kerr, he knows about winning championships as a player and currently winning championships as the head coach of the Golden State Warriors. He was asked about Klay Thompson and what makes him so great in game sixes in his NBA playoffs career.
I don't really know what to make of it. Nor do I even take the time to think about it because it has nothing to do with us. It has nothing to do with strategy. It just has to do with Klay. You know, he's got a killer instinct and he's really talented. So I don't even give it any thought.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA. Let's stay with Coach Kerr for a moment. He was asked if Steph Curry and Draymond Green's leadership skills have rubbed off on some of the younger players.
I think it's just in general, just the the advice, the counsel, but maybe more importantly, just the young guys being able to observe Steph and Draymond and Andre and Klay and just seeing the preparation every single day, the process that those guys go through, getting their work in the training room, in the weight room, on the court, watching film. They're watching some of the best to ever do it prepare, and there's nothing more valuable than that.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the NBA. Let's move along now to Golden State Warriors guard Klay Thompson. And Coach Kerr was asked about Klay Thompson and what makes him so great in Game 6s in his playoff career. And Coach Kerr said he really didn't know, but, man, it's just something that Klay does so well. And Klay Thompson was asked about that. He was asked about what he plans to do in Game 6 in the NBA Finals.
I would like to have a big night and win the game, but, you know, it doesn't matter what any of us do individually. The main goal is just to win one game. So I don't want to put any extra pressure on myself to live up to my name. I just want to go out there and play free, trust my teammates, and I know great things will happen if I do those two things.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA. Let's stay with Klay for a moment. He was asked if he is aware of his Game 6 history and the killer instinct he has in big games.
I realize I'm on a really good streak right now of Game 6s, and I don't know how long that will last. Hopefully it's obviously a nickname I earned. I want to live up to it, but at the same time, I don't want to go in there and play hero ball. I'm just going to go in there and be myself and do what I've been doing the last few games, and I know that will allow us to be successful. Yeah, I just know after doing this for so long that killer instinct means just playing with incredible intensity, force, and will. And if you leave it all out there and you play intelligently, like, that's all you can ask for yourself. And try not to say, oh, I'm going to score this many points, I'm going to lock this player up. But as long as you control what you control, and that's the effort and the focus factors, it's going to be a good night for us.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the NBA. Let's stay with Klay Thompson. Again, he was asked, what makes a closeout game in a series difficult, and is it hard when a championship is on the line?
I don't think the championship we think about too much because we've talked about it, like just being present, and you do yourself a disservice if you think about things that don't even exist yet. So on your first point, it is very hard to close out a series, and this is a very good team, and we know they're going to play with a sense of desperation. So for us to match that or exceed that, it's going to take the most effort we've had to give all year. But I can tell you this, we're all ready for the opportunity, and we're all very excited.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA. And then the last comment from Klay, he was asked if he had seen any changes in head coach Steve Kerr since they've been together.
I haven't seen many changes, to be honest. I think Steve's pretty much been the same since 2015. And, I mean, Steve's had such an incredible, unique career from player to coach, GM. He just knows how to gel talent together. And then he draws from his playing days, which is really cool to hear him talk about playing with Mike and Scotty and the Twin Towers in San Antonio. So the man's knowledge for the game is second to none, and that's what I love being around him. He's got so many historical examples of how to get out of sticky situations, and he's a great leader, and he deserves every praise that comes his way.
That audio courtesy of the NBA, and since they've been together, head coach Steve Kerr along with the Splash Brothers, Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, and when you add Draymond Green to the mix, it has been a winning formula since those gentlemen have been together. And speaking of the Splash Brothers, let's go now to the other Splash Brother, Steph Curry. He was asked, what makes the relationship between him, Klay, and Draymond Green so special?
After whatever it has been, 10, 11 years, there's a lot of stories and a lot of, you know, comedy on a daily that we could talk about. But all the personalities are so different. Everybody comes from different backgrounds, but we've all gelled around a collective unit unit of how we do things, and whether it's in the locker room, on the plane, the hotels, like whatever it is, we know how to have fun and gel and keep things light, but also understand what we're trying to do and what why it all matters in terms of winning games. So Clay has a great way of explaining that, though. I just love his perspective on a lot of things.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA. Let's stay with Steph for a moment. He was asked about the magnitude of being on the verge of winning an NBA championship and advice he's given to the younger players.
Thankfully, I think having been here 6 times and been in a lot of different closeout type of opportunities, you just understand what the nerves are like. So you can rely on that experience for sure. We understand the specifics of how we need to approach the game from a physicality perspective, our game plan adjustments from game 5 to game 6, understanding what the building is going to feel like, you know, and that energy and being prepared for it. So you got to remind yourself of that as much as you can before the game starts. But at the end of the day, once you get out there, you have to just be in the moment. You got to be, you know, present as much as possible, not worry about the consequences of a win or a loss. Because all the only opportunity you have is that 48 minutes. And the more you can kind of trick your mind into just being in the moment and staying there, that's the best advice I can give anybody in that situation. Because it's going to be the hardest game you've probably ever played in your career because of what the stakes are.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the NBA. And we know the Boston Celtics fan base as well as the Golden State Warriors fan bases are two of the most loyal in the NBA. Steph was asked about the banter between Celtics and Warriors fans and if he's paid attention to it.
I'm the petty king, so I know all about everything. And I use it as entertainment and just have fun with it, because the more you're on the stage, the more you realize the attention that's on you, how much it means to each fan base, how much it means to the cities. So you can't really be surprised by anything, because there's a lot at stake when it comes to winning championships. And maybe back in the day, you know, the first year, first 2 years, maybe kind of things catch you off guard just because it's so new and you're wondering how all these narratives kind of come up or all these distractions pop up here and there. But I think the more that you get into these environments, the more you use it as entertainment and fun and embrace it, because honestly, you wouldn't want to have it any other way, knowing that you're on this stage and you're playing for something that really matters to a lot of people.
That audio courtesy of the NBA. And one thing about Steph, he pays attention. You don't think he's paying attention, but he is paying attention, and Steph will have his ammo ready for Game 6. Let's move along now to Golden State Warriors forward Draymond Green. Never in a loss for words. Draymond, again, the motor and the heart and soul of this Golden State Warriors team. He was asked about sharing this NBA Finals experience with his family.
It's very important to not only share with my son, but my 2 daughters as well, my wife, my mom, my friends. If you would ask me this 3 years or 5 years ago, you know, in the midst of a 5-year run, you think it's just normal and natural that you end up in this position. And then after the last 2 years, you know, you just realize it's not guaranteed, you know, and anything can happen in the blink of an eye that changes everything. And so you just understand that you don't have these opportunities often. And when you do, you have to enjoy them, embrace them, and share them with the people you love. You know, this is the pinnacle of basketball. Like, there, it doesn't get any bigger than the NBA Finals. And just to share these moments, you know, with my family, with my, you know, my children in particular, you know, they're 7, 5, and 1. You want the pictures. You hope that, you know, when they are 15, that they remember this, you know. But just to have these moments in the pinnacle of our careers, you know, it's hard to really put it into words. It's such an incredible thing.
that audio courtesy of the NBA. I mentioned about the trio of Draymond Green, Steph Curry, and Klay Thompson. Here's Draymond when he was asked about his relationship with the Splash Brothers, Steph and Klay.
It's funny. We were sitting on the plane yesterday, and Steph, Klay, and I, we sit at the same table. And Bob walked past, and he like, man, you guys are funny. Y'all still sit together. He's like, y'all don't understand. It's 10 years. Like, this does not happen. Like, guys still sitting together at the same table. Like, he's like, guys not even on the same team for 10 years, let alone still sitting at the same table and enjoying each other's conversation and presence. I said that to say, you know, this journey wouldn't be the same without those two guys for me. And Andre as well. Andre has been along the ride with us this pretty much this entire time as well. But I couldn't imagine sharing this journey with anyone else. You know, we've always said it. We've built this thing from the ground up. And when you build something from the ground up, like, that's your baby. And I think for us, we all appreciate each other. We understand what each of us bring to the table. And our bond is it stretches far past what we've accomplished on the basketball court. You're talking the bonds. Those bonds will last forever. You know, we're linked and connected together forever. So to know that we've been on this journey together now for 10 years is such a special thing. And, you know, the 10-year anniversary, if you will, to be in this position is great. Now, in saying that, still one win away. You know, so as special as it is, there's a way to cap this all off, and, you know, it's coming in with the right focus and intensity level tomorrow and being ready to try to close this thing out.
That audio courtesy of the NBA. And finally, here's Draymond when he was asked about the mental challenges in the series against the Celtics.
Well, it doesn't compare to, like, mentally playing against LeBron James, who I think is arguably, you know, arguably smartest guy to ever play this game. Not one of. He's arguably the smartest guy to step foot on a basketball court. And so to say that it compares to that, it's disrespectful to LeBron, and it's a lie to you. Now, in saying that, it is a challenge mentally because, you know, these guys are super athletic. They are super young and fast and strong. You know, and all the things that we know and have heard throughout the course of the series, they are those things. And then obviously they're super talented. And so when you're facing that, you have to try to outthink a guy. You know, if a guy is faster than me, how can I beat him to a spot? I have to anticipate and I have to think. You know, I have to try to understand what he's trying to get to. And so I think that's been huge in this series from a mental standpoint and just trying to understand and be a step ahead of them. But not as much of a chess match as it is when you're playing LeBron, who is dissecting every play in the computer of his, like, in real time. Like, that's just a skill that not many people possess. Not many people can come and sit here and find a random stretch from 7 minutes to 4 minutes in the second quarter and give you every play, like, to the T and not miss a beat. There's not many people that can do that. Now, in saying that, they do have a guy over there, Marcus Smart, who is extremely smart, who it's like a chess match going up against him. And, you know, he is kind of the brain of that team. You know, I think every team, you kind of have that guy that's the brain of that team. And they have that in Marcus Smart, a guy who I have a tremendous amount of respect for is his basketball IQ. And so it's a challenge for sure. And Ime is extremely smart. You know, we know his pedigree. So the challenge is there, but you can't put it up there against LeBron. Like I said, he's just probably the smartest guy we've ever seen play basketball.
That audio courtesy of the NBA, and he mentioned about head coach Ime Udoka, and let's switch over to the Boston Celtics and head coach Ime Udoka. He was asked, what is the level of optimism like going into Game 6.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the big picture, and, you know, we're defending well enough to win. That's really some stagnant lulls offensively that have really hurt us. And, you know, we'll have a quarter or two or three of really good basketball, and then, you know, have that quarter or two that really hurt us. And then, you know, that was fourth quarter a few games ago. And even last game, once we got the lead and what we did well in just for the first 9-10 minutes of the third quarter, we had a little bit of slippage at the end there that allowed them to get back into it. But for us, you know, we really want to focus on the offensive end because I think we've guarded well enough to win. If, you know, we talked about game four, if we finish the game off well, not that 5-minute stint, we'd be in good shape. And so that's our optimism. We've, you know, fought off 3 elimination games and won some game sevens, but you can't just rely on that we've been there. You know, you got to do things well to start the game, not put ourselves behind the eight ball like we did last game. And so as confident as we are in the situations we've been in, we understand Golden State's a high IQ, well-coached team that's not going to beat themselves. You have to go out there and take it. And so for us, confident as always because we've been through it, but we can help ourselves and play better offense overall and not aid them with the turnovers and all the same little things we've talked about throughout the series.
That audio courtesy of the NBA and head coach Ime Udoka sounds very optimistic about his team going into Game 6 and securing a victory on their home court at TD Bank Garden in Boston. Let's move along now to Boston Celtics guard Marcus Smart. He was asked if they played better with their backs against the wall.
I think anybody does in that standpoint of, you know, you kind of have to. For us, we've been doing it all season just for the simple fact we've been really on that back end of catching up with everybody else. So we've kind of been forced to play with our backs against the wall, and we got real used to it where it's kind of part of us in our nature now. So it's nothing new to us. It's another game. It's another tough game. And we're in our house.
That audio courtesy of the NBA. Let's stay with Marcus. He was asked if he embraces playing the role of the villain.
Listen, I'm doing something right, Emma. You know what I'm saying? My mom always used to tell me, you know, if nobody's talking about you, you ain't doing nothing right. And, you know, so the fact that, you know, that they're screaming and telling me this or telling me that or whatever they're doing shows me, obviously, I'm doing something right. So I embrace it. It's part of it. You know, you got to accept the good and you got to accept the bad that comes with it. You know, we're professionals and it's part of the game.
That audio courtesy of the NBA. And finally, Marcus was asked about past players in the Celtics history from the likes of Russell, Cousy, Bird, Parrish, McHale, just to name a few. Here's Marcus.
Definitely. It's definitely something that motivates us. Not just myself, this team. To be able to do something special and have our names, you know, with those guys to do it. And it's an honor to even be talked about to have that opportunity. So we definitely, it's something we definitely think about.
That audio courtesy of the NBA. Let's move along now to Celtics guard Jaylen Brown. He was asked about the motivation his team will have playing at home for Game 6.
All the motivation in the world. Game 6 on our home floor in front of our fans. Last game in TD Garden, nothing more needs to be said.
That audio courtesy of the NBA. Let's stay with Jaylen. His team has gone through a lot of challenges this season, and especially in this playoff run with beating Milwaukee and also beating the Miami Heat in the Eastern Conference Finals. He was asked about the triumphs his team has had to overcome this season.
Like I said, everything has been a learning experience. We wear everything that we learned this year is like a badge of honor that we kind of wear. We don't let it hang over our heads. We bounce back. We've been able to respond well all year. So we're looking forward to the challenge. We got to embrace it. And ain't no other way around it. Last game on our home floor to kind of embody our whole season. You know, we're looking to give it everything we got. We are not scared. We do not fear the Golden State Warriors. We want to come out and just play the best version of basketball that we can. We know it's a good team over there. We know they've done it before. But we have all the belief in ourselves. So we're going to come out and leave it all out there. That's the whole intent.
Let's move along now to Celtics forward Jason Tatum. He was asked what he has learned about himself this season.
I feel like I've grown a lot, you know, just as a all-around player. I think obviously my playmaking has, you know, grown and been better than in recent years, and defensively, and just, you know, I feel like this is probably the best season I've had. I go from not making all NBA to being first team. So, you know, there was some growth there.
That audio courtesy of the NBA. And Jason has said that he's had some growth throughout this season. He's definitely going to have to continue to grow if he wants his team to tie the series at 3 games apiece to force a game 7. Let's stay with Jason. He was asked about the perseverance of his team throughout this season.
I think just how we respond. You know, it hasn't been easy. It's been extremely tough. You know, we've had some tough losses. You know, losing game 5 against Milwaukee, you know, was extremely tough. You know, just knowing that we had to win 2, go on the road. And, you know, losing game 6 against the Heat was extremely tough. But, you know, in those moments, we just responded. I don't know exactly, you know, what it is, but, you know, I think just our will to want to win, you know, just trying to figure it out.
That audio courtesy of the NBA. Let's stay with Jason. He was asked about the level of optimism going into Game 6 and the rest of the series.
Just because it is. Right? It's the first of 4, so it's like it's not over with. So as long as it's not over with, you got a chance. And I think having done it before, you know, should give you even more confidence that you can. Not that it's going to be easy or it's going to be given to us, you know, but, you know, you should be extremely confident as long as you got a chance. And, you know, we got a chance.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA. And finally, Celtics forward Jason Tatum was asked about the feeling of Celtic pride playing Game 6 in Boston.
It's great being back home. You know, it's the last home season, home game of the season. So, you know, looking forward to being in front of the crowd, you know, knowing that they're going to be behind us and giving us that extra boost of energy as they have my whole career. So I'm extremely excited to see them tomorrow. You know, it's going to be extremely loud in here. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be a great atmosphere. So, you know, looking forward to that.
That audio courtesy of the NBA. And there you have it, folks. Those are the comments from the media presser before Game 6 of the 2022 NBA Finals. And that's going to do it for this edition of At the Rim. Until next time, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, everyone.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use code EASY200 when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code EASY200 to win $200 if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino. There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use code EASY200 when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code EASY200 to win $200 if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject
subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino. Enjoy basketball, soccer, and all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using bonus code EASY1000 and your first wager is risk-free, up to $1,000. Plus, when you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials. Download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code EASY1000 and place your first wager risk-free up to $1,000. Now you're winning with the King of Sportsbooks. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Seize the day. Wouldn't you rather freeze it? Now you can. Because now, when you order anything off the McDonald's app, you can get a medium frozen drink free, like the frozen Fanta Blue Raspberry or Wild Cherry. It's the freeze for all deal. Now get a free medium frozen drink when you order anything off the McDonald's app. One-time use only through 7/3/22 at participating McDonald's. McDonald's app download and registration required.